You know, this is a special time of the year in a lot of ways. The fall, I was just telling Don and Tracy, I saw a lot of deer moving, and that's always an indication, I guess, that fall is coming or close. And this is the fifth Sunday, which is unusual, but it's October 31st, the end of the month, and next tomorrow is September the 1st. It's amazing. But there's a lot of things in the wind, a lot of things about renewal and different things that kind of take place in the fall. And we are in different seasons in our life and in our church and everything. And this is a good season to reflect. There's a lot of Jewish feasts. Some of them we recognize, Pentecost and some of the other ones. But there's a lot of Jewish feasts. And one of them that started a couple of days ago is the Feast of, it's called Teshuvah or Teshuvah. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. But it's a time in Scripture that echoes a 40-day period when Moses was at Mount Sinai, where he saw God's mercy for the Israelites after the golden calf. You remember that story? Moses went up, and the guys that were down here on the ground, they got tired of waiting for him, and they started worshiping other than God, and they built a golden calf. You know the whole story. And it's an appointed time, right where we got the fall feast of trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles. But for those of us who are Christ followers, these feasts point to his return. It also points to God's judgment and the hope of his eternal kingdom.